B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time to sound off. 610-771-9705. The number for future reference. If you got something to say, hit us up on that line. Publish a message. We review all of them. And we choose certain ones because, I don't know, because we just choose them. Let's see what we got today.
Ben Simmons should boo himself. Instead of running around with Kylie and getting all lost up in L.A. last summer, you should have been working on your game. Now you're out there embarrassing yourself. Don't even belong on the court.
Man is entitled to have female companionship. It doesn't mean you can't work out. It doesn't mean you can't shoot 100 jump shots every hour. He shoots them. Just, it's his head thing.
I'm going to say this, and I'm saying it with a little trepidation, but Ben Simmons is starting to remind me of one other Sixer because he thought he was better than he was. But remember Andre Iguodala, Mike, and how he thought he was a superstar and he was not even a star? I'm starting to get that shaky feeling about Ben Simmons.
At least Iguodala shot it. He thought he was a great three-point shooter, which he wasn't, but at least he made some jump shots.
Oh, the poor 76ers. They don't like it when the fans boo when they miss shots. Fans have the right to boo guys when they're not happy with the product on the court. You're professional athletes. Put your phones down and row up.
Well, the only guy that had a problem with it was Ben Simmons, and that was the wrong thing to say. But Ben is Ben's bratty. Bratty Ben.
Perennial number one pick. That's always hurt. And Embiid fell to number three. Perennial number one pick, Ben Simmons, has no will. Perennial number one pick, Markelle Fultz, no longer with the team. An injured player, a no-will player, and an absent player. Is it safe to say the process was a failure?
No, not failure. You still got two great players out of it, or potentially great players, so just hang on until you go failure with that.
Mike, how is it that every other team can find the Sixers' flaw? Like their one flaw in J.J. Redick or T.J. and somehow exploit it. But yet, we can't find any flaws in any other team ever.
I can't disagree with that. That's what I was screaming, that the coaching staff needed to adjust to something they were doing. All right, these guards are quick. Dinwiddie and D'Angelo Russell are fast guards. I get it. But my God, it's like you had Tiny Archibald out there and you couldn't stop him. You know, come on, it's ridiculous.
Hey, Princess Ben, let me tell you something, buddy. We pay good money for our jerseys, for the parking, for the tickets. We'll boo, we'll cheer, we'll do whatever we want to do down there. Because if you don't live up to your expectations, you're going to get booed. Eric Lindros won an MVP. He took us to a Stanley Cup Finals, and we turned on him when he turned on us.
Yeah, Ben didn't do himself any favors, but again, he doesn't care. He's in his own little Ben world.
What do you think happens pre-game introductions when they announce his name?
Might be a smattering. Might be a smattering of boos tonight.
I know there were 3 for 25 from threes, but there were also missed 14 foul shots, and Brooklyn missed two. Nobody is talking about that. I know there's a lot more to talk about, but you have to talk about that. Ben was 1 for 5.
Yeah, that's not good. Hey, who's the bell ringer tonight? I got a good idea, Tyrone.
All right.
I don't know if anybody's thought about this. How about if we bring back Allen Iverson?
He was
for the bells. Can we do that?
Do you think he's available?
Yeah, I don't know if he's available. I know he's been like, you know, out of pocket.
He hasn't done that before, has he?
I don't know if he has or not.
He was the bell ringer for game one and didn't even ring the bell. He just had Aaron McKee, teammates
Jesus,
for life.
Jesus, enough of the AI out there with the bell. Just let Aaron McKee do it.
Hey,
Hey, Mike, I'm sure you're getting a lot of calls today about Brett Brown being a bad coach. I'm going to flip the script. Let's work on the premise that he's a good coach, and I'm going to challenge you as a lawyer. What evidence can you present to support the claim that he's a good coach? Name me one thing that leads you to believe he's a good coach.
It's a really good question, and I can't answer it. I'm copping out because I've been in the middle of this whole thing. I don't know that he's a good coach. I didn't think he's a bad coach because when you win 50 games, you can't be a bad coach. But all I know is what I see in front of me. And what I saw Saturday, he was a bad coach.
This just did. Tiger Woods won a major championship. Mikey Miss said that was never going to happen. Pat, for close meeting, what do you have to say? Yo, Mikey Miss, I told you he was going to do it. Let's go, Tiger!
And it happened so quick. Like, I've only been saying it for 14 years, so I got 14 years worth out of it anyway. Tyrone?
Yeah, I can't have you saying that, though.
Oh, you know what? Good job, my Tiger. It was fantastic. It was a great story. Why so people are so invested in him winning, I don't really understand that. But God bless you if it helps you out in life.
Mikey Smith. You have to apologize to Tiger Woods. You have to wear the red and black because he did it. He finally won a Masters. You got to give it up to him.
Dude, earlier in the day, I told a compelling story about our eyes locking as he was walking off the course Thursday. It was just me and him and a couple stragglers, and I gave him a little head nod, and he gave me a head nod back. What else do you want from me? I removed the curse.
Why are we having problems with Embiid in the playoffs if he was able to play as many minutes as he played in the All-Star game? And also, who dones out the minutes in the All-Star game? I know there's no team Giannis and team LeBron, but who's the actual coach that played him pretty much half the game, and now we get to the playoffs? And we have to inch him along.
Forget the All-Star game. One game is not going to, it's not causing his knee soreness. Right? He played one game. He wanted to play in the All-Star game. Get that out of your head. Forget about that. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
Oh, yeah. Hell, sound off. 600-771-9705. Coming up next on the radio side, Devon, Bob, and Cooney, and D. Lynam at the Wells Fargo Center prior to the game. On the TV side, stay tuned on NBC Sports Philly for quick slants. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.